Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Kevin McAleenan, Acting Assistant Commissioner, Office of Field Operations with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Andy Maynor.
Kevin, clearly we're in a new era for CBP, a new mission era, a new budget era. How do you take the agency forward and balance all of this?
This is, you know, an area where we're really focusing right now. And how do we transition from a period of significant resource support to an era where resource is much more constrained? And on the positive side, in terms of supporting our frontline personnel, we were able to successfully make the case and got a lot of support from the administration, from the Hill, to upgrade our frontline officers to journeyman 12 level, to provide them enhanced law enforcement retirement, to upgrade our ag specialists, really recognizing the complexity and importance of what they do. And that's been an important improvement that's helped with our retention, with our recruiting, and is really a critical part of our organization. That said, we have a situation now, as we were discussing, where the traffic continues to increase, the mission demands continue to increase. We need to target not only for arrival but pre-departure. We need to look not only at things coming inbound but at outbound. So how do we adapt to address these challenges, knowing that we can't just create a new initiative and look for funding from Congress? And so I think our focus is going to be on adapting those new technologies, transforming our business processes, ensuring that our frontline personnel don't look at the increasing travel and increasing strains being placed upon them and lose their motivation or focus. We've got to continue to engage them and support them. And then organizationally, really broadening the effort so that we don't just look at things as a government-only solution and build programs in the historical way, but take advantage of efforts like the Air Cargo Advanced Screening Program to develop things in coordination with our private sector stakeholders, to leverage existing systems and data that very, very cost-effectively, but that can really enhance our mission as well. And then finally, looking at brand new innovative ways to public-private partnerships, looking at the benefits to the economy and our security that what we do at ports of entry provide, and working with private sector partners, with state and local governments, with transportation authorities, to how do we work together as a team to continue this critical flow of international trade without impacting our security in any way.
As we close today's conversation, I want to get your advice. What advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
I'd tell them to go after it. I think a career in public service is tremendously rewarding, and that there are innumerable different types of opportunities and career paths that they can pursue. If they're starting out, maybe still in school or early in their career, I'd advise them to get involved early, to look for internship opportunities, to learn about what interests them, and not just maybe focus on one or two agencies that they've heard about, but to really look into the federal government. I think the Department of Homeland Security and CBP have a tremendous tight set of opportunities. You can be a scientist. You can be a Border Patrol agent. You can be a pilot. We have so many. You can be an attorney. You have so many different career paths that I think are very interesting, where you can feel like you're contributing to a mission that's bigger than yourself, that supports our nation, but still do something that's really interesting to you in terms of your day-to-day work. So I think they should keep an open mind on the types of opportunities that may arise. Spend some time on USA Jobs and look at what's out there. And don't get discouraged if the initial efforts are unsuccessful.
Well, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been a very insightful and robust conversation. But more importantly, Andy and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
That's very kind, Michael. It's my honor to be here and to talk about the great work our men and women on the front line are doing every day, some of the ways we're trying to get better at it, and some of the help we need from your listeners and the private sector to do it better. So, yeah, thanks very much.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Kevin McAleenan, Acting Assistant Commissioner, Office of Field Operations with U.S. Customs and Border Protection. My co-host from IBM has been Andy Maynor. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan. and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.